You've got to tune to 90.3 FM KEXP and streaming all over the world at kexp.org. I'm Larry Rose, and I'm very excited to have Klangstoff live in the KEXP studios all the way from Amsterdam. Welcome.
Thank you.
Got a couple songs to start us off?
Yes. Thank you. that's the only way that we can set the mood. Yesterday I met a dog, he talked just like you. We talked for hours and it kinda shined through. That we are who we are, cause we need to. And I feel sorry to inform you.
Langst off live in the KEXP studios. That was incredible.
Whew, thank you.
A couple songs from the debut album, Close Eyes to Exit, and you guys are playing Sasquatch on May 27th at the Gorge. That'll be great. Welcome to KEXP. Would you like to do some quick introductions?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear all our names?
Yes, right? Please.
Go ahead. Oh, you're drinking. Damn.
This mic?
Yes.
Hi, I'm June.
Hey, June.
What do you play, June?
Welcome.
I play these drums.
And you play them very well.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Cohen. I do keys, guitar, a bit of singing.
Hello, Cohen.
That's...
Hey, I'm Jobo, and I do a bit of this and a bit of that.
I love it. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Wayne. I do synthesizers.
Nice. Well, welcome to KEXP. I wanted to ask you about the origins of the band. You have some interesting origins. So, Cohen, you're Dutch, but you lived in Norway for quite a few years.
Yeah, that's correct. I moved with my parents when I was 14.
Wow.
Back to Norway, or to Norway, and it was pretty depressing, like Norway can be.
I have heard that. But, you know, we have similar weather here in Seattle, so...
I know, yeah. I kind of think we're pretty alike.
Really?
Yeah. Climate-wise. Yeah.
So when did you start writing music?
I think it was when I moved. I kind of had not so much to do anymore, so I just started making music.
Sure.
And because I didn't have so many friends and people around, I was kind of forced to do everything myself. So
I see.
Very slowly I started to get into guitars, synthesizers, a bit of recording.
Wow.
So just the whole process of Close Eyes to Exit took me like 7 or 8 years to really get everything finished. And
yeah. And then, this is a great story. So one of the songs you uploaded to the internets, and someone discovered it.
Correct. It happens.
And was that the label Mind of a Genius?
That's correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
And when that happened, you guys, you were signed to a label. So what happened from there as far as like moving back to Holland and going...
Well, I all of a sudden had to take it serious again because I really was more into it because I really love making music rather than getting rich and tour all over the world. But I kind of had to think a few weeks like, okay, do I really want to do this and start this new life?
Yeah, but you had the album pretty much written.
Yeah, the album was pretty much finished, but I didn't have a band, so it was just kind of a solo thing almost.
So how did you find the band? And I know there's an interesting story here.
I met two of these guys back in Norway, and we played in our first ever band together.
Wow.
Like, that was pretty, we did like a System of a Down covers, and you know, that kind of stuff.
Nice, that'll be coming up in the next set.
Yeah.
And then, so after that, you guys decided to move to, all move to Holland? Is that kind of how it worked?
I already lived there, and I really wanted a band, and they were kind of my favorite musicians ever, so I asked him, and he said, Joba said yes immediately. June, why didn't you say yes immediately?
I wanted to go to school.
Oh, there's that. Well, based on what I've heard so far, you guys made the right choice. This is awesome. So tell me about how you met the synth wizard over here.
The synth wizard. It was pretty random. I found him on Facebook, and we just went to a cafe, and we talked a lot about, I don't know what we talked about. We're both pretty kind of introverted persons, so it was really hard to kind of get the conversation going. But as soon as it started and we started talking about synths and stuff, it was like, okay, you're my guy now.
Nice. Yeah.
Sometimes I forget, like, oh, you weren't in the band back in Norway.
That's funny.
We didn't grow up.
So then you put the record out, right? Did you have it all recorded at that point?
Yeah, I recorded it with some friends. Okay. It was all finished, yeah.
Wow. And then suddenly you're coming to the U.S. You're touring with Flaming Lips, with Mike Snow, and playing a bunch of festivals. And I understand you were the first Dutch band to play at Coachella.
Yeah.
Wow. What was that like?
Sick.
Yeah. And I heard you had people back in Holland watching the performance.
Yeah. It's funny. Like we have something in Europe called Eurovision. I don't know if you know that.
No.
It's like a stupid song contest.
Okay.
It's kind of a European competition. Okay. And I kind of felt like we were the Dutch delegates to go to the U.S. and kind of show the world what Dutch music is like.
Wow.
Or Dutch band music is like. Because there's only like EDM artists that are famous over here.
Most of the ones that we hear about. Yeah. Wow.
Well, so I'm pretty happy to be that first band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys sound amazing. And I'm looking forward to digging into the album more. The album is called Close Eyes to Exit. And Klangstoff playing at the Sasquatch Music Festival on Saturday, May 27th at the Gorge here in Washington. Looking forward to that as well. And then what's next for you guys?
Whew, just a lot of playing. Yeah. So
do you have plans to record a second album?
Yes. And it's very, it's like this super secret project.
And it will involve, this will be different because it'll involve all of you guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'll be kind of really a band record. So I don't have to work really hard to make it sound different because it will sound different anyway.
Sure.
So it's going to be fun.
And you're going back to Norway to record?
I really want to. Yeah, I got a little cabin. My parents have a cabin in the woods. And I just want to, you know, get a van, get all our equipment in, go there, stay there for 2 months, and then go when the album's finished. Yeah.
Nice. Well, we look forward to hearing more. And right now, I'd love to hear a couple more songs from Close Eyes to Exit. It's Klangstoff live on KEXP. Thank you.
such a bad person, oh God.
Langstoff live on KEXP. Man, that was great.
Thank you.
I love that you guys can be so, play such gorgeous melodies and then rock out in the best possible way. and you do both so well, and your instruments just blend together so nicely.
Thank you.
Amazing that you, one of your members from Facebook.
Yeah, right?
<It's> incredible. I wanted to ask you one more thing about your origins, the name of the band. So the name of the band is a Norwegian word and a
Dutch word.
And a Dutch word.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so klang means kind of echo, reverberation in Norwegian. Stof means dust in Dutch. So it's kind of echo dust, which sounds horrible, but...
but somehow it really works. It works great.
Yeah, and I kind of like the fact that people don't know what it means.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it kind of makes it... it just sounds like nothing. I kind of like that when bands sound like nothing.
And you're not
bad
sure
names.
Where that came from.
Exactly.
But it works. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the album works great as well. It's called Close Eyes to Exit. And Klangstoff playing Sasquatch Music Festival Saturday, May 27th at the Gorge. And when you're on the road, you play a lot of board games, from what I understand. What's your favorite?
I think...
Yes, the answer is yes. I introduced them to a game called Munchkin that me and my boys back home play.
Nice.
And then we were hooked. And then we bought a couple of different ones. Exploding Kittens.
We always start fighting when we play Munchkin. So on the road, it's not the best thing, right? But we got something now called King of Tokyo. That's really cool.
Great cool board game ideas you can look into. Klangstoff live on KEXP. Great to have you guys here in the studio. It's 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle.